From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Well, I just want them to be sure.
Funerals have already begun for the victims of the New Year's attack in Turkey. Turkey's prime minister says the search is on for the lone gunman who killed 39 people in an Istanbul nightclub early Sunday. Binali Yildirim says authorities are not sure who was responsible for the attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Istanbul's governor says the attacker used a long-barreled weapon to shoot people. Syrian monitors say hundreds of civilians fled villages outside the Syrian capital Sunday. They were trying to escape a third day of fighting between government forces and rebel groups. The exodus from the Barada Valley is said to involve about 1,300 people. The fighting comes despite a truce brokered by Russia, Syria, and Turkey that took effect early Friday and is said to be largely holding in other areas of the country. Officials in southern Iraq say gunmen wearing suicide vests and driving an explosives-laden vehicle attacked a police checkpoint Sunday, killing 7 people. Authorities say at least 15 people were wounded in the attack near the town of Qadisiyya. All the attackers were killed. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. Israel's Security Cabinet decided Sunday not to return the bodies of Hamas terrorists killed by Israeli forces to their families, but to have the remains buried by Israeli authorities. The cabinet made its decision after Hamas posted a video mocking a dead Israeli soldier whose body Hamas has refused to surrender. No reaction from Hamas. This is VOA News.